Lord's kind of going lead me in a different direction. I wanted to preach on the woman at the well. And I'll probably preach that next Sunday maybe, but I've just been a lot of folks on this altar. And one little point that Lord gave me with that woman at the well, she came bringing that water pot and she left that water pot. Her shoulders couldn't carry the weight, but his can. Amen. Amen. You pray hard for me. Kind of hard to see. But I really believe this is where God wants me to be this morning. Like I said, this is not really what I had studied for, but when you do what God tells you to do, he'll take care of the rest. Amen. Luke chapter 18, verse 27. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God.
Amen.
I want to preach just a little while on this thought. When it's impossible is when God likes to work.
Amen.
God, we love you. Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. God, speak to hearts this morning. God, we got some folks, to Lord, that's going through some tough things this morning, God. But God, we know, Lord, you're there. Lord, you said you never leave us nor forsake us, God. And God, you help us, God, just to be an encouragement this morning. Speak to hearts, God, and if there's anybody, God, that's going through anything this morning, God, if there's one that's not saved, God, help them to realize they can be saved this morning. God, if there's one that's in a backslid state, God, help them to realize they can be revived this morning, God. God, if there's one that's going through something, God, and they just don't see no way out, God, show them a way out. Have your way right now, and we'll praise you for all you do, God. In Jesus' name, amen. And he said, these things which are impossible with men are possible with God. We've all faced times when the doctor just shook his head, when the bank account runs dry, you know, when one door closes and you can't do it. I got to thinking about it as I was studying this just a little while yesterday. The meal runs out, you know. But I tell you right now, God does his best work when everything else is done. Amen. You know, there's a thing, you know, when you say it's impossible, when you say this can't work out, I believe sometimes Jesus just kind of backs up in heaven and says, just watch me work.
Amen.
Just watch me work.
Amen.
When there's no forward, God likes to work. In Exodus chapter 14, the Bible tells us that the children of Israel are coming out of Egypt, and the Bible tells us they've come out, they've come all the way, Pharaoh's behind them, the Red Sea's before them, they get there and they ain't no way out. There's the water there, the enemy's coming, and I don't know about y'all, but when you got a sea in front of you and the enemy's behind you and there ain't no way out, I'm just telling you, God likes to work like that. God told Moses, he said, don't stand here, just lift up the rod, glory to God. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, when it don't look like there's no way forward, I'm telling you, there is a way out, and his name is Jesus, amen. If you'll lift up the rod, he can open up the way. No bridge, no boat, no backup plan. Amen. Listen to what I'm saying. If they'd have been a bridge there, Gavin, there wouldn't have been a miracle that day. But glory to God, they needed a miracle that day. They needed somebody to show up. There was no other way out. There was no other. I'm telling you, when you can't see a way, God's got a way this morning. When you say it won't work, God says, watch me work. Amen. God likes to work when nothing else will, amen. Hey, when you've exhausted everything, when you've put it on, when you've put it out there, and there ain't nothing else that you can do, that's when God steps up and God says, I got this. Hey, I'm telling you right now, I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, amen. But when you got things going on in your body and the doctor says there ain't nothing we can do, you just need to quit talking to that doctor. He ain't the one that made that body. I'm talking about the one that created this body. I'm talking about the one that knows every little intricate detail about you. I'm talking about, he knows stuff that the doctors ain't even figured out yet.
Amen.
don't look like there's no way forward, God likes to work. Whew. When the battle's too big, God likes to work. Amen. Bible tells us about a young man in 1 Samuel chapter 17. His name was David. He had been the anointed king, amen. He had already been anointed king. He knew he was supposed to be king. Saul didn't know nothing about it. He knew he was supposed to be king. They had faced this enemy. I think for 40 days, this enemy had come out and mocked the Israelites. And just throwed everything he had at him. The Bible tells us he's almost 10 foot tall. His coat that he's wearing weighs about 125 pounds. He's got a spearhead, Wes, that weighs about 16 pounds. This is a man. This is a monster. Everybody's afraid of him, and nobody wants to face him. And then this little old fella comes back. This little old fella's been up in those hills singing and talking to God. This little old fella that wrote the 23rd Psalm, hey, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, amen. This little old man comes back and he says, why is this still going on? Why has nobody taken him out yet? Because everybody else thought the battle was too big. Brother Ed, everybody else thought that it was over. There ain't nothing we can do. And see, sometimes when you're facing giants, you just got to trust in the Lord. The Bible talks about how that David, they tried on the armor. That didn't work, amen. They tried on everything. They tried this and they tried that. They said, you can't do this. David said, listen, I faced a bear and I faced a lion. I killed both of them. And this uncircumcised Philistine will fall today. Who's in here this morning that's got giants in your life that you don't see no way out? No way out. David's too small. This giant's too big. He's a warrior from his youth. I imagine when you look at him, he probably had scars from battles before. He had probably been wounded in battles before. He is battle-hardened. He was ready. He was mean. Little David comes up there, not one scar. I'm talking about, he just looks ruddy. The Bible says he's kind of red-headed, kind of pale-looking. He's just a little shepherd boy. He can't do this. The stone flew because the situation was too big for David. You understand something. When the battle's too big, I'll say this one more time. I've preached this before. David takes a stone out of the brook, puts it in a sling, slings that stone. That stone is going forward. It hits him between the eyes, and the Bible says he fell forward. I'm going to say that again for some of y'all that might not have got it. If you shoot somebody, Brother Russ, both times they fall backwards. You hit somebody, they fall backwards. But David put that stone in there. David let it go. That stone hit the mark. I'm talking about right where it needed to hit. And the Bible said that he fell forward. I just kind of believe that God was standing there, or one of them angels was standing there, and that rock hit him. That angel went. Amen. When you think the battle's too big, God says, let me work, amen. I'm just telling you, that shouldn't have happened. That was a miracle right there in itself. And I'm telling you right now, God likes to work when nothing else will. Yeah. What kind of giant you facing this morning? When the fire's too hot, God likes to work when nothing else will. In Daniel chapter 3, we find a story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Bible tells us that the king had set up this image, and they said everybody in the countryside, everybody was going to have to bow down to this image. And you got to understand, so they were not talking about just one. They weren't just three Hebrews there.
Yeah, come on.
There was a lot of Hebrews there. There was a lot of people taken into bondage in Babylon. So they get out there. They said, when the music cranks up, you're going to have to bow down and worship this image. This image was the image of that king of Nebuchadnezzar. And when they cranked up the music, and there was three boys. Amen. We ain't bowing. So they take them before the king. Rehearse what happened before the king, and the king basically kind of put it in my words. The king says, surely not. I know you didn't not bow when that music started. And the Bible says somewhere around verse 18, They said something to the fact, we know you the king. I'm putting this in my words now. We know you the king, but we're worshiping somebody that's bigger than you. And we're not going to bow. We say, we know, they said, we know our God is able. Now listen, I know my God is able, but even if he don't, I still ain't bowing. You can throw me in the fire. You can do what you want to with me. I'm telling you, I'm serving him. He's my God. If he chooses to touch me, that's fine. If he chooses to take us out of here, that's fine. If he wants to do it, that's fine. I'm still not going to bow, glory to God. And the Bible says that they heated up that furnace. They heated it up 7 times hotter than it was. And it got so hot that the big men that they took, that took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and threw them in the flames, it killed them. And the king said something to this effect. Did not we throw 3 men in the fire? And one of them had to get close enough over there to look in there, Clint. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, king. We threw 3 men in there. The king said, well, why do I see 4? And they're loosed. And the 4th one looks like the Son of God. This is coming from a lost man. This is coming from a king that wanted everybody to worship him. You got to understand, so sometimes you just got to stand when everybody else is bowing down. Sometimes the fire might get hot, but guess what? He might not stop the fire, glory to God. But I'm going to tell you right now, I serve a God to get in the fire with you. When the fire seems too hot, that's when God lights your word. Let me throw this at you. They were promoted only after the fire. Somebody's going through something this morning. Somebody's going through some hard times this morning. You feel like you're in the fire. But I'm telling you right now, God's not only got you in the fire, he's in the fire with you. And when he pulls you out of the fire, he's going to promote you. Amen. When the sickness is too far gone, God likes to work. The Bible tells us in John chapter 11, verse 14, then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Lazarus got sick. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus at Bethany, they were good friends of Jesus. They loved Jesus. Jesus loved them. That Lazarus gets sick. Mary and Martha sends to Jesus. They said, the one you love, Lazarus, is sick. And Jesus waited. See, we don't like that. We don't like that. You know, Lord, you know me. Lord, you know I've been paying my tithes. I've been faithful, God. Lord, you know, you know. Lord, I've been dotting all the I's. I've been crossing all the T's. God, I've been doing everything I could do. You need to come now. That's how most of us pray. But Jesus waited. And Lazarus got sicker. And Lazarus died. Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. Look up here at me. Look up here. I'm going to give y'all a revelation. Don't get much worse than death. Amen. Amen. Most of the time, when you die, that's it. Most of the time. But see, God likes to work when nothing else will. The Bible tells us that Jesus tarried, and the Bible tells us that Jesus comes on. He comes on the scene, and the Bible says that they've already laid him in the grave. Jesus said, where have you laid him? And they took Jesus to the spot, and the Bible says they take a stone and rolled it in front of the door, and Jesus said, remove the stone. He said, Lord, he stinks. It don't matter how much you stink. It don't matter how far you've gone. I'm just going to tell you, Jesus likes to work when nothing else will, amen. It don't matter how far down you go. It don't matter how you think you've gone too far. Hey, he's the one that can move the stone. He's the one that can remove the stink. He's the one that can raise the dead. He's the one that comes on the scene. You got to understand, there was several times in the Bible, he just stopped funeral processions and wiped it out, amen. I'm telling you right now, Hartley's would go out of business if Jesus is around. Hey, you got to understand, I'm talking about the one that likes to work when the undertaker's done and the doctor says it's over, amen. I'm talking about the one that can raise the dead. I don't care how far your sickness is gone. Jesus likes to work. Amen. When nothing else will. What are you going through this morning? What are you facing this morning? See, we've had people on this altar that's going through a lot. You don't know everything these people are going through. There was some on this side, I don't know what they're facing, but Jesus does. Some on this side, I don't know what they're facing, but Jesus does. What are you going through? You just don't know how big a deal I'm facing. Well, see, when the need's too great, Jesus likes to work. The Bible tells us a little story in Matthew chapter 6. This is not a parable. This is not a parable. This is a true story. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is out there preaching, Wes, and the darkness catches him. It gets a little dark in the afternoon, Brother Tony, and all these people are out there, multitudes out there, and they're following Jesus. And one of them disciples says, hey, Lord, you need to send these folks home. We ain't got nothing to eat. Jesus said, go ahead and feed them. Philip comes up. Philip said, Lord, we ain't got nothing but two fish and five loaves. What is that amongst all this crowd? One little Happy Meal. One little Happy Meal that Bobo would eat by himself. And you're going to feed 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. And the Bible says that Jesus, he said, make them sit down by 50. And he set them down, and he prayed over it. And I'll tell you right now, when they started passing out the bread and the fishes, it just kept multiplying. Every time somebody get one out, two go in. My God, have mercy. Every time somebody get a piece of bread, another loaf that ain't never been in the oven. My God, have mercy. You want to know what kind of need you got? I'm telling you the kind of God I serve. They were eating bread that had never been in the oven and fish that had never been in the water. Amen. And you want to know how big your need is. I'm just telling you, when your need's too big, Jesus likes to work. What's going on in your life right now? What's going on in your life right now? Jesus is still working. You say, well, I just don't know if Jesus is still got miracles. Jesus is still working miracles. Amen. He's still working miracles. When the sin's too big, God likes to work. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 20, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Do you hear what that said? Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. I don't know how bad you were. We were talking about this a little bit yesterday. I don't know how bad you were, but I don't know if there's somebody in this here building may have committed murder. I don't know. Somebody, I guarantee you one thing, maybe nobody in here has burnt down churches. Maybe nobody in here has persecuted Christians. See, that was the Apostle Paul, amen? Paul did all that. Come on. Will God save me? Let me ask you a question. Brother Ronnie, what kind of sin did that Gadarene man have in his life, Tony, when he was running around naked in the graveyard, possessed with at least 1,000 devils? What kind of sin did he have in his life? And Jesus come on the scene, guess what? And Jesus took care of the sin. See, that's what you got to do. You got to deal with the sin first, amen? You got to deal with sin first. Hey, if you've never been saved, you got to go ahead and deal with that this morning. You got to go ahead and get that under the blood. If you get saved, everything I've been preaching about will open up to you. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11 says this, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, or adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers in themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkenness, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now listen, and such were some of you. But ye are washed. Glory to God. Somebody will shout right there. But ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hey, if you're here this morning, you say, you don't know where I've been. I guarantee you there's somebody else in this building this morning that's already been where you were at and a little further down the road than you could go. But glory to God, the blood of Jesus wiped the slate clean. Amen. We got drunks in this building. We got whoremongers in this building. We got drug addicts in this building. Hey, they used to be, amen. But now their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hey, we don't live like, and such were some of you. Amen. Listen to this. D.L. Moody said this. The thief had nails through both hands so that he could not work, and a nail through each foot so that he could not run errands for the Lord. He could not lift a hand or foot toward his salvation, yet Christ offered him gift of God, and he took it. Christ threw him a passport and took him to paradise. Where are you at this morning? Where are you at this morning? What do you need? What do you need? When the situation looks final, God likes to work. Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 27, verse 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. That means he died. They could not kill him. He had to give it up because he was God. But he died. Bible says in verse 57, and when the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of a rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. Jesus died. The tomb was sealed. They put a Roman seal on it. They stood Roman guards outside the... It was gone. It was over. It looked helpless. Those disciples went and run and hid. They were cowering down. It's over. It's over. But the Bible says on the third day, see, Friday came and he was dead. Saturday came and I could just hear the tomb say, we still got him. But on Sunday morning, the women go there, Melvin, to anoint his body. And the Bible says they cannot find the stone. The stone is rolled away. Amen. I've been to where they say that was the tomb of Jesus. There ain't no stone. You just don't move a stone like that. I believe with all my heart, when Jesus woke up on that third morning, hey, the light was so bright, the glory so big, that it took that stone and just threw it way away from him. I'm telling you right now, you might be in a situation this morning, and it looks hopeless. You don't see no way out. The fire's too hot. The doctors give up. Hey, and ain't no way out. I'm telling you, when you at your end of your rope, God likes to work. What do you need this morning? What do you need this morning? What's got you scared? What's got you afraid this morning? Give it to him. Give it to him. When they put those two fish and five loaves in his hand, things turned out different. Most of us have heard the illustration about, you know, if you put me in a lab, you put me around them little beakers and them little test tubes, you ain't gonna get nothing. If you put Albert Einstein in there, look what happened. One guy said it like this, Brother Robert, you put a basketball in my hand, you ain't got nothing. But you put it in Michael Jordan's hand. See, in your hands, it ain't gonna work. But if you put it in Jesus' hands, amen, it can be a whole lot different. That's right. Than what you're going through right now. Amen. If you would bow your heads.